Breakfast Show is only on 97.4 Rock FM.
The world is listening.
More music.
Music.
I love it.
More listeners.
I love Rock FM.
More fun.
Afternoon, 1 o'clock. This is Jamie Moore, 97.4 Rock FM. We play the hits.
This is the Northwest Most Listened To Radio Station.
97.4.
Oh, okay.
The music
revolution. The frequency clear.
This is 97.4. Rock FM.
97.4.
Hey, don't stop the music.
Say the magic words.
Rock.
You just said the magic word.
Now, here comes the music. Rock FM.
West number one, 97.4 Rock FM. We play the hits, Deacon Blue, Real Gone Kid, Cast, Guiding Star, On Vogue, Don't Let Love Go. 12 minutes after one, hello then, Jamie Moore through till three. Today making showbiz news, Mick Jagger. He always manages to do it somehow, doesn't he? He's bought a piece of the moon, 7,000 acres apparently of the moon for just 16 quid. And Mick can tell his kids and his grandkids, of course, he's bought a piece of that, which is exactly what he's done to a few models. Ultranate 3! Tuesday afternoon, 97.4 Rock FM with Ultranate and 3. How you doing? This is Jamie Moore here. We're going to test your brain cells now. Steve got 4, means our current champion Barry's got to get 5.
The lunchtime quiz with Warner Village Cinemas.
Woo-hoo! Oh, Barry, are you up for the challenge today?
I don't know.
You're not too confident. Impossible.
He's a boxer.
He was a bit aggressive, wasn't he? He said if you do get more than 5, or 4, you get 5, then he's going to come around and sort you out. But don't worry, because I've got his phone number, and I haven't got any big mates, but I'm sure me and you can sort him out. Oh, no, maybe we can't. Something stood on end here in fright, and I don't know, it's like Don King's hair. So I'll make them hard for you. No, man. Fingers crossed, it's fair play. If you do it, you do it. And you can take the consequences on your own.
Warner Village, unquestionably, the screens have been seen.
Who played the lead in Conan the Barbarian?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Emu's operator was who?
Rod Hull.
Sergeant Bilko, played by who?
Bass.
What are the first set of teeth known as?
Milk teeth.
Which capital city overlooks Tiger Bay?
Cardiff.
Who had an album called The Immaculate Collection?
Madonna.
Who had her curds and whey?
Miss Muffet.
Rock FM.
Hey, you did well. You're a brave man, I'll give you that. Yes, Arnie Schwarzenegger led Conan the Barbarian. Rod Hull did operate Emu. Phil Silvers you were looking for.
That's it.
I know it is.
He's playing the character as well.
You're joking and you couldn't get it.
There.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself. But it's okay, because you got Milk Teeth, you got Cardiff, you got Madonna, you got Little Miss Muffet, you got 6.
Oh, my.
And I hope you got yourself a good plastic surgeon. He's on his way round.
I'm in Sheffield at the moment, so you can't catch me.
Are you in Sheffield, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Well, listen, I know you're on your mobile. I won't give any more to him, so you'll be all right. We'll protect you. Back tomorrow for the Warner Village movie merchandise, possibly. Cheers, Barry.
Cheers.
He sounds a little frightened, doesn't he? Unlucky, Steve. Of course, Steve, if you do come around, just remember my name's Rob Charles. Okay, thank you. Of course, at least a standstill of Never Never Give You Up. 97.4 Rock FM, we play the hits. And tomorrow, don't forget, FC has a special guest on Breakfast, Gary Barlow. In the studio live, chatting for an hour. Be listening tomorrow for Breakfast at Rock FM. It's going to be called Gary Barlow is in with Kev Seed. tomorrow. Do not miss it. And plus, we've got, of course, our competition winners who will be no doubt drooling and getting excited over Gary Barlow, that is. But I'm sure he'll be quite pleased to see Kev as well. Ladies tennis and this show does have something in common. I think I've decided, I watched a bit of Wimbledon yesterday in the evening, the highlight programme, and I've just decided this programme does have something in common with women's tennis. And no, it's not the fact I wear a skimpy skirt. I don't. More the fact that during the time they're on, they spend a lot of time hanging around the baseline.
This Friday, Rock FM comes live from Tokyo Joseph Preston with Andy and Jamie. Doors open at 8:30. Yes, 8:30. You might as well go to work, go to college, come straight here. But don't wear your suits and ties. It's the biggest Friday night out in the Northwest that other clubs want but can't have. And check your calendars, because this Friday, it's the 4th of July. Independence Day. We won't be snogging aliens, but we will be having one hell of a party. This Friday, Rock FM broadcasts live from Tokyo Joe's 10 till 1 on the radio. 10 till 1? What? That's not on my contract. We've got loads of Miller Draft up for grabs, so make sure you're there this Friday, Independence Day at Tokyo Joe's, live on the radio, Rock FM, 10 till 1.
Rock FM. The new road.
Don't forget the Rock FM Breakfast Show.
MC, you said it, baby.
Check your mic, Jenny.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And who else is there?
Oh, good morning, dear.
Who the is that?
Here we go. The Kev Seed Breakfast Show.
The Northwest's most listened to breakfast show is only.
Only on 97.4 Rock FM.
Beautiful song from the Cranberries, Linger. We play the hits, they continue. Eternal and BB Winans and Jamiroquai on the way next.
97.4.
Rock FM News. It's 1:30, I'm Gary Flintoff. Blackpool Football Club manager Gary Megson has quit to join Stockport County with a year of his two-year contract still to run. Managing director Jill Bridge says they did all they could to make him stay.
We spoke to him a number of times yesterday afternoon to try and persuade him to stay with Blackpool. We believe that his decision is based not purely on money, but obviously on a career move, a step up in the division.
Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators have marched through Hong Kong demanding its new Chinese rulers restore political reforms. They want democratic elections. Foreign Secretary Robin Cook says he's been promised they'll be held by next May. 11 people have been questioned by Morecambe detectives after a series of dawn raids. It's the start of a new initiative aimed at clamping down on crime in the area.
Rock FM News.
Southport is to stay in Merseyside. A report by the local government commission released this morning says they're not yet convinced the town should go it alone. And the Princess of Wales will celebrate her 36th birthday tonight as guest of honour at a glittering party at the Tate Gallery. It'll be Diana's first public appearance since she returned from New York, where she attended a preview of her dress auction. In the Northwest, cool, cloudy with a risk of rain, Rock FM highs of 14, that's 57.
Rock FM weather.
With Safe Style UK.
Windows for quality, style and security.
At Rock FM, it's 1:31.
Rock FM Sports.
Headline, Blackpool will demand substantial compensation after losing boss Gary Megson to Stockport. Bolton have completed the signing of Newcastle midfielder Robbie Elliott in a deal worth £2.5 million. Queen's Park Rangers have paid a similar amount for Stoke striker Mike Sheeran. Martina Hingis has swept into the Wimbledon quarterfinals with a straight sets win over Sabine Appelmans, while Greg Rosetsky's won the first set against Richie Renneberg. Amanda Holyfield has accepted Mike Tyson's apology for biting his ear at the weekend. Tyson says he'll take whatever punishments handed out. St. Helens prop Apollo Perolini will be sidelined for several weeks after undergoing an elbow operation. Rock FM Sport, more at 4:30.
They're passionate about the music,
all in your band.
Oh, I love it.
I love Rock FM.
O-C-K.
97.4.
Rock FM.
It's coming, don't worry. It's coming.
Scared, hitless. Rock FM.
Tunnel and BB Winans, I Wanna Be The Only One, Jamiroquai's Virtual Insanity, 97.4 Rock FM, we play the hits. Afternoon, Jamie Moore, it's 20 to 2, 9 to 5 in a moment. Also, we'll give you details about tomorrow, how you can win a grand. Yes, tomorrow is Midweek Madness. Details coming, although you should know the artist you're listening out for. We'll give you a bit of a reminder before 2 o'clock. Special footwear was given to people travelling back from Glastonbury, apparently. Before they were allowed to board trains, they had to put on these special kind of galosha type things over people's shoes, plastic covering really. And the footwear was to protect carriages from ending up shabby, dirty and not up to standards of cleanliness expected, although the rail firm involved didn't have an answer why those were exactly the words used to describe carriages when Glastonbury wasn't on. Supergrass, Sun Hits the Sky. We've got a brilliant song from Incognito, Jocelyn Brand. Do you remember Always There? We'll remind you in just a second.
Gotta read it. It's Champion, what car magazine? It makes decisions for you. Inside right, they voted the Fiat Bravo.
You'd have thought after last week, Rock FM celebrating its second birthday at the Park nightclub, that we'd be tired out and wouldn't want to come down this Thursday. You're wrong. We'll be back for more. This week, we celebrate Rock FM doing the Park nightclub at John and Critchie for 2 years and 1 week. Get there nice and early. Doors open at 8. It's free admission if you're on the guest list. Call 01257-450-145. Join me, Kev C, this Thursday at the Park nightclub, John and Critchie near Chorley, with 97.4 Rock FM.
97.4 Rock FM.